Christ is risen.
Christo
ama fufuka. Christo numariuku. I spoke some time ago about that we don't have nice Jesus like so many groups that call themselves Christian have. They have a nice Jesus, a Jesus that accepts everything that they do and basically just pats them on the head. We don't have nice Jesus. We have the true Jesus. We have Jesus who is the Son of God and also the Son of Man. And this gospel today is definitely not nice Jesus. It really has enormous, there's an enormous amount of theology in this gospel. Of course, you take any three lines of St. John and there's an enormous amount of theology because his gospel was expressly to show us Jesus Christ, to reveal Jesus Christ as God and man to us more fully than any other literature ever written in the universe. St. John's gospel reveals Jesus Christ, God and man, and how all the various aspects of him being God and all the various aspects of him being man. And you can see them in play here, but you can also see some important moral lessons. So Jesus is talking to the Jews who are very angry that he's healed someone, and they're just looking for an excuse to be rid of him. They really wanted to kill him almost from the beginning. Within a few months of his ministry, they didn't like him because he was clearly saying things that would upset their situation, their status quo. And he was speaking the truth. And they weren't the truth because their father was the devil. And therefore they were angry and gnashing their teeth against him from the very beginning. And this is really near the end of his ministry. And he's saying to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth out of God and am come, for neither have I come of myself, but that one sent me forth." There's a lot of theology to unpack there. Let's talk about the moral teaching first, because always with dogma, there's morality. I see this lesson here really in two ways. One is that there truly are those who have as their father Satan, and they are truly living in an evil way, and it's inexplicable how they live and why they live, why they do the things they do. And we should recognize that there is that sort of evil in the world and not be sort of blind about it, not sort of be naive about it. But there's another aspect to this, sort of, let's say, a lesser interpretation or a corollary. Many times people are deluded. They're deluded and they do foolish and terrible things because Satan tempts them. And a monastic principle is that when someone does something sinful, you are to really not blame them as much as blame either the demons who tempted him or their passions. Of course, they did something wrong. We're not pretending that someone did something and that they didn't do anything wrong. We're not making excuses for a person. But we're understanding that there is really a terrible evil in the universe, that Satan is in the air and he's trying to tempt us in many, many ways. And people fall all the time, including us, to really terrible thoughts and even terrible deeds. Now, of course, God is our Father. We must say that. If we don't believe that, then we're not Christians. But we certainly, because of our weakness, are deluded very much by Satan sometimes. And that happens to other people too. So we should have a vast amount of forgiveness for people and not making excuses for them, but understanding that flesh is weak, and not to be so angry with people when they do terrible things to others or to ourselves. So that's part of the lesson that I feel is in here, because there's just so much delusion in the world. And if we're smart enough to see something about ourselves, we'll see that we're often deluded. But he says he came forth out of God and am come. Well, coming forth out of God is being begotten of the Father eternally. And he says he hasn't come of himself because as man, he's doing the will of his Father. Now, as God, he's one in essence with the Father. So his will is the same as the Father's will as God, because they're of one essence, because they have one will. You have one nature in God and one will, just like you have one nature in a human being and one will. Jesus Christ, however, is a being with two natures, having the will of God and the will of man within himself. And that will of man, his will, being a human being, just like we have a will, he chose to completely obey his Father. He was sent. He came not of himself, but he came of that one that sent me forth, of the Father who sent him forth. Then he asked this question, and like I've told you before, there is no rhetorical question in the Bible. Every question should be answered. Now, Jesus partially answers this question. He says, "Why do you not understand my speech?" And then he answers, "Because ye are not able to hear my word." Why can't we hear his word? "Ye are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father ye wish to do." So this is a principle, a monastic principle. It should be a principle in everyone's life. But unfortunately, monasticism isn't well loved by everyone and understood by everyone. Monasticism should influence everybody, including lay people. This monastic principle that our desires, our passions, they make us ignorant. You know my little saying that's kind of crude, sin makes you stupid. And so this is what's happening in our life. When we don't understand things, when we're confused by things, when we're angry about things, when we maybe even find ourselves lacking in faith about something, it's because of our passions. It's because of these things in us that are our desires that are not correct, that are not according to God. And Christianity is the brutal self-assessment and tearing out, using cudgels and knives, our passions out of our hearts, self-surgery, as it were, to get rid of our passions so that we can actually see God as he is. If we have our own desires, we don't understand the speech of Christ. That's just a principle. He goes on to say that, "Because I speak the truth, ye believe me not." Many times, if a person does not live according to the truth, they don't like when someone tells the truth. We see that all the time. I want to speak of something, I guess some people consider this to be political. I just consider it to be moral Christian life. Perhaps I make a mistake, or perhaps I don't. I've really learned a lot from interacting with people who call themselves Orthodox Christians and yet believe completely in a secular way, especially about some of the secular things of our day that are completely obsessing people, such as perverse sexuality and abortion. And I've actually followed the abortion debate for a long time. And years ago, it used to be that people said, it was just sort of common knowledge among people, of course it was common wrong knowledge, misinformation, that, well, it's not a baby yet, it's a blob of cells, it only has the potential for human life, but of course it's not human life yet. And that, of course, is completely discredited by biology. Anybody who knows anything about biology knows that when the sperm and egg meet, there is a human being, not the potential of a human being, completely a human being that is immature and will, of course, go through the stages of growth in the womb and become fully mature, or at least fully mature enough to be born, and then continue to grow and develop even until year 25. Basically, our brains are not fully developed until we're about 25. But nobody would say that someone who's 20 is not human. Nor would anyone who knows biology say that a fertilized egg is not human. And that argument was discredited and then was no longer used by those who believed in abortion and promoted it. But now it's come back. Even among Orthodox Christians, I have heard them say that this is only the potential of life. Well, it is life. The baby in the womb, the fetus in the womb, and fetus just basically means little human. It's a completely normal term, but it's used as a sort of like there's a baby and there's a fetus. Well, they're both the same thing. But that fetus in the womb is a full human life. And those people that are believing in the father of lies are believing false things now about the baby, and that gives them because of other secular things, they're promoting abortion. Another new thing that is coming about is that people are saying that the woman's needs completely are superior to those of the baby. So the woman has needs, she needs autonomy, and that baby is completely subject to her autonomy, whatever her needs are. Well, that's the same as slavery. A slave master has needs, so he subjects slaves to his desires and his whims. That's the same as what the Nazis did, saying that there were some people who didn't have the right to express themselves because the Nazis said that they were inferior people. This is a terrible Orwellian argument, and it's happening in our day. And why is it happening in our day? Because people are subject to their passions. We should not be blind to this. I don't want to be too shocking, but even in the Orthodox Church now, there are people that are saying horrible and terrible lies about human sexuality. Because, of course, it's being said like crazy outside of Orthodoxy. It's being enshrined in law in our country and in most of the Western world, probably all of it, I think. It's been enshrined in law. So people are believing terrible things because of their passions. I'm not saying necessarily the person who believes terrible sexual things has those sexual passions, but they have the passions to believe that they are more intelligent, that the people that they associate themselves with know more, and the other people are bad people. This is from the devil. The church knows when life begins. The church knows what is proper sexuality. Period. And I suppose maybe some people might think it a stretch, but I really think that this gospel is really referring to that sort of, not directly, but it can be sort of understood. We can understand, that is, the things that are happening in this world, that it's the same kind of process that the Lord's talking about. That people believe lies because they are full of passions and they have desires that are not in keeping with the truth, and therefore they discard the truth, or a part of the truth. That's even worse. When a person discards part of the truth, then they think they're true, and they live a lie. But our Lord Jesus Christ is not about lies. He's only about truth. Now, at the very end of the gospel, there's a very beautiful thing. Verily, verily, I say to you, if anyone should keep my word, in no wise will he ever see death. We should live like we believe that. Not only in that we say we are Christian, but that we order our life completely by that. Of course, we struggle against our passions, but we also, it's very important what we believe and what our attitudes, our opinions are. It's very important. We don't have a right to have our own opinions. Jesus Christ didn't have his own opinion. As a man, his only opinion was to do the will of his Father, period. So we should say we have no right to our own personal opinions about social things of the day. Now, I'm not talking that there's one political party or one way of dealing with a secular problem. That's not correct. That's cultism. But we have no right to have our own opinions about sexuality, our own opinions about life in the womb, our own opinions about taking care of the poor. We have no right to have our own opinions about those things, because God has already spoken about those things. And all we need to do is keep his word. So let us, God help us. We live in a very difficult age, a very difficult age. Because of my sort of experiencing people in social media, I see that there are many people that call themselves something, but they are not. They call themselves Orthodox Christian, and yet they reject that the church has authority to tell them what is true. Now, I'm speaking to the choir here, preaching to the choir right now. Nobody in this church feels that way. But if we had 100 in this church, somebody would feel that way, I guarantee you. So may God help us to keep the word of God. Christ is risen.
Truly.